Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes with you from Oklahoma Farm Report. Joining us today for some market analysis for our agricultural futures, Justin Lewis. We're back with Justin as he talks first of all about the livestock trade of the day in just a moment.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau is proud to be a strong, solid voice for agriculture in Oklahoma. Farm Bureau members work together as advocates for family agriculture and our rural communities. Join us by becoming a Farm Bureau member today. Visit our website at okfarmbureau.org to sign up or to learn more. For nearly 80 years, Oklahoma Farm Bureau members have come together to build a brighter future, and we're going to be here for decades to come. Together, we are Rural Oklahoma.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
I'm made of grit, passion, and hands that never stop working.
I'm made of agronomics, innovation, and hands that never stop helping.
I believe cotton isn't a crop. It's a calling. I'm made to grow it.
Protect it.
I know this is important to my family.
Every family.
That's why I work harder.
Innovate better.
To make my cotton as good as it can be.
As protected as it can be.
I'm a cotton farmer.
I'm BASF.
We create chemistry.
Well, the feeder cattle and live cattle market surged following a on-feed report on Friday that was considered bullish, but the October live cattle were 92 higher at 125.02. The December's $1.20 higher at 129.52. February up $1.25 at 134.75. October feeders, which expire on Thursday, were up 20 cents here at 155.62. November's $1.57 higher at 158.47. January's $1.25 higher at 158.57. So that on feed report, on feed was 99.4%. The average guess was about 99.4. Placements in September were 97, where the average guess was 101.4. So that was the big difference. It was about 4.5% lower than what was expected for placements. And then marketing was 97%. They were looking for 97.5. So it was right in line on feed and the marketings, but a little bit off on placements. Now that was considered bullish, and that's why we had the initial rally here today. Boxed beef at midday was down about $1.59 on choice at 280.23. Select down 92 at 262.19. The lean hog market today looks like it's going to be up a little bit. December up 85 at 74.15.
Still to come, grain analysis. It's coming up in just a moment.
The tobacco industry's business model. Step one, get them young. Nearly all smokers start by age 18. Step two, make them lifelong customers. Over half will die from smoking. Step three, find replacement smokers. Step four, repeat. Step one.
The tobacco industry will stop at nothing to get kids addicted. But if kids don't start, smoking stops. Join the fight against tobacco at stopswithme.com, a program of TSET.
Today's grain futures market, generally higher. We had corn unchanged. That was kind of the weakest one on the board here. December corn unchanged at 538. July next year up a quarter at 551. November beans up 16 and three quarters at 1237 and a quarter, about a penny off their high. The November of next year, where everybody's watching the long-term prices, 1234 and a quarter up 10 and a quarter. Chicago July wheat up 6 3/4 to 763 1/4. The July Kansas City up 3 3/4 at 765 3/4. That's a new high here for the rally for the next year. The crop we're planting right now, but harvesting next summer. Minneapolis wheat, December up 14 at 1027. And then today's cotton futures had December up 28 at 108.54. This afternoon on the crop progress and condition report is expected to show corn harvest is 65% complete. It's 52 last week. Bean harvest 74%, 60% last week. Winter wheat about 81% planted, 70% last week. And then the first report of the winter wheat condition, 54%. They didn't have anything last week. We had exports this morning showing 545,000 metric tons. It was disappointing. We were looking for 750 to 1.2. Beans are 2.1, right in the middle of the range, and wheat on the low end at 140,000.
Thank you, Justin. How do folks get in touch with you?
Justin Lewis, 877-431-9805. Futures and options trading involves substantial risk of loss and may not be suitable for all investors. Carefully consider whether futures trading is suitable for you in light of your financial condition.
That's a look at our market analysis. Have a great day, everybody. Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network at OklahomaFarmReport.com.